The Bush administration's plans to build a radar station in the Czech Republic as part of its missile defence shield have never been far from the front pages. And today the story is back on the agenda. The US House of Representatives has voted to cut funding for the proposed missile defence facilities by almost one half, prompting a sharp exchange of views in Prague on whether the system will ever see the light of day. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, can you remind us, first of all, where we currently stand?
Well, Rosie, the Czech government has said yes, in theory, to allowing the US to build a radar base in the Czech Republic as part of its plans to expand its missile defence shield into Central Europe. The Czechs and the Americans started formal negotiations in May, and Washington wants Prague to give them the green light by January 2008. Now, the Americans have chosen a site near the village of Mishov, which is about 90 kilometres southwest of Prague, and the Czech government believes it is the most suitable location. However, two major hurdles stand in the way of this plan going ahead. Stationing US troops on Czech soil must be approved by the Czech Parliament, and also the system won't be built unless the US Congress agrees to finance it.
Right, okay. We'll talk a bit more about the situation here in a moment, but I gather there's been some bad news for the Bush administration over the Atlantic from Congress.
There has indeed. On Sunday, the House of Representatives approved an amended bill which would cut the next round of spending on the radar base in the Czech Republic and the interceptor base in Poland from $310 million to $139 million.
So what does that mean in practice then?
Well, not an awful lot at the moment. As the Czech Deputy Prime Minister Alexandra Vondra pointed out, it's just the House's proposal. The Senate still has to vote on its own proposal, where the cuts are far less radical. And then representatives of the two houses will get together to meet to hammer out a compromise. But the opposition, however, have seized upon the House's decision as a signal that defence doesn't even enjoy the support of US legislators.
And going back to this country, there have also been some warning signs here that the missile defence isn't winning any friends.
Indeed. As we said earlier, building the base would have to be approved by Parliament. And the left-wing opposition, which opposes the base, currently controls just 98 seats of the 200 seats after they lost two rebel MPs to the government. The government has a majority on paper, but less so in practice. And the key really is held by the Green Party, which has said all along, really, that it will only support the radar base if it falls under NATO's umbrella. Now, the future Deputy Secretary General of NATO, Jiří Šedivý, a Czech, was quoted recently as saying that the radar base would never be under NATO's control, although he later said his comments had been misinterpreted and he explained them. That's done little to reassure the Green Party. Indeed, today, the party's deputy leader, Ondřej Liška, is quoted as describing the Czechs as Bush and Putin's useful idiots. Now, I ask you, Rosie, does that sound like the language of a party which is about to throw its weight behind missile defence? I don't think so.
OK, and what about the Czech public? I believe that they're still opposed to this plan.
They are, at least if you believe the opinion polls. Two-thirds are still against. And it's interesting that the president, Václav Klaus, who a few weeks ago was rolling out the red carpet for George W. Bush when he was in Prague, is now saying that public opposition to the plan must be respected. The opinion polls, he says, weren't made up, and he's criticised the government's efforts to get people to change their minds.
All right, Rob Cameron, thank you very much.